they divvy it up, how much Eli needs, and Sage, and you, and whoever,
sure.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's one of the other things is just talking to those guys. They didn't really expect to have me, you know, and I didn't expect to be here. Right. So they're kind of, even the coaching staff talking to Sully and Kevin, and they're excited to have me here, and I'm excited to be here, but at the same time, they got to kind of get, well, how are we going to do this, you know? So I think they're in the same boat, honestly. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, moving on, what goes on.
With the lockout and everything, and so you're dealing with a lot of guys who haven't been around football for a while, and this is the first taste of the NFL, first taste of the Giants.
Sure.
Does that make it a much more difficult year to win a backup quarterback job?
I think it's tough just, to come in and kind of get those guys going. It seems like, it seems like it's, you know, it's more teaching, you know, and at my position, usually you kind of come in and guys have gone through some OTAs and you're not trying to coach them up on the way out of the huddle as much. I'm not saying they don't know their stuff. It's just, it's their second day, you know, third day being out there. So it's going to take more, you know, for me as far as the coaching aspect and just getting them along. And at the same time, I'm trying to learn the system again, you know, so it's going to take a little bit more, but I'm confident we'll be fine.
How would you characterize what happened out with the 49ers? I mean, it seemed like
there
was a chance there and nothing materialized.
Yeah, it was just, I kind of knew from the spring, you know, that it wasn't going to be a situation where I was going to get to compete for anything, you know, and it was kind of frustrating for me, you know, all the way back then, you know, and this was last spring, this was before the season, you know, just as far as how they were giving the reps out and whatnot, and that was the tough part for me, you know, kind of wanted to come back to New York then, you know.
But they brought you in.
Yeah.
And what was the understanding when they brought you in? You will compete for...
Well, what happened was when the general manager that was there brought me in, the understanding was I was going to compete, and then he ended up getting fired, and then they brought in a general manager in, and they have, you know, they have their own ideas, their own, and I kind of just got... You know, just kind of got to watch it to the side.
So you kind of sensed early, boy. I mean,
yeah.
I should have stayed
where I was. When that happened, I was like, man, Scott, it's not going to be good. You know, so, and at that point, you know, it's going to be a tough deal.
So it must.